From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with Stan Getz on tenor sax from 1972 and the album Captain Marvel, with Chick Corea on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, Tony Williams on drums, and Ayerto Morera on percussion. The roots of Chick Corea's fusion band of the 70s, Return to Forever, can be traced to this album, Captain Marvel, as several Chick Corea compositions that would go on to become RTF staples are performed here for the first time. But this is not a fusion record. This is very much a straight-ahead record with Stan Getz at the helm, and quite a bit of Latin influence, including on this track, Day Waves. Thank you. Going back to 1959 for music from the soundtrack to a highly successful TV series, Peter Gunn. Craig Stevens starred as Peter Gunn, a jazz-loving private eye whose base of operations was a jazz club called Mother's. Music composed for the series by Henry Mancini, the RCA label issued an LP in 1959 called The Music from Peter Gunn, with a follow-up LP in 1960, More Music from Peter Gunn. Both albums have been reissued on CD. That track featured many different players, including Larry Bunker on vibes, Al Hendrickson and Barney Kessel guitars, Raleigh Bundock bass, Jack Sperling drums, a reed section that included Plas Johnson, a trombone section that included Milt Barnhart, and a trumpet section that included Pete Candoli. We heard Session at Peter's Pad. Before that, vibes player Gary Burton and friends. Those friends would be Pat Metheny guitar, Chick Corea piano, Dave Holland bass, and Roy Haynes on drums from 1998, the album Like Minds. And up to this point, all of those performers had worked together in various combinations since the early 70s. We heard Elucidation. And we began the set with Stan Getz, with Chick Corea on electric piano, Day Waves from the 1972 album Captain Marvel. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with guitarist Joshua Breakstone and a track from his 2014 album With the Wind and the Rain, his 20th album as a leader. This album is dedicated to the Japanese bassist and promoter Mitsuru Nishiyama. And on this track, Joshua is in a trio with Lyle Atkinson on bass and Elliot Zygmunt on drums. The Very Thought of You.
Thank you. Take a bow. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's our inning. Stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Curtain up, light the lights. We've got nothing to hit but the heights. We'll be swell, we'll be great. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Mm-hmm. wait, I can tell, just you wait. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses for you and for me.
Thank you.
Going back to 1962 for another great vibraphonist in jazz, Johnny Lytle, and the album Nice and Easy, with Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. We heard But Not For Me. Before that, from 1959, Herb Geller and his All-Stars. Herb Geller on alto sax, Barbara Long on vocals, Thad Jones on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano. Other tracks feature Billy Taylor as pianist. On bass, Scott LaFaro of Bill Evans' trio fame, and Elvin Jones on drums. From the album Gypsy, on which several selections from the Jules Stein Stephen Sondheim production of the same name are adapted in a jazz setting, we heard the opening track, Everything's Coming Up Roses. And we began the set with Joshua Breakstone on guitar leading his trio through The Very Thought of You from With the Wind and the Rain. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit the blog and website for more info about the show, including playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous shows, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1604, by the way. We'll begin our final set of the hour with flutist or flautist Holly Hoffman and a track from the album Low Life, the Alto Flute Project. She's joined by her husband Mike Wofford on piano, Anthony Wilson on guitar, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is Grow for Dick Oates. Thank you.
Somebody tell me what to do. Me, oh my, I've got myself a problem, and my problem is you.
Story ends.
'cause now you see I can't stop thinking about you. Won't somebody tell me what to do? Me, oh my, I got myself a problem, and my problem is you. Yes, my problem is you.
Thank you.
That's a quintet fronted by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, with J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Danny Grissett piano, Dwayne Burno bass, and Gerald Cleaver on drums. From 2008, the album November. An album heavily influenced by the sound and style of the second great Miles Davis quintet of the mid-60s, with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. We heard Clairvoyant. Before that, John Pizzarelli on guitar and vocals with the George Shearing Quintet. George Shearing, of course, on piano. Ted Pilziker on vibes. Red Schwager guitar. Neil Swenson bass. And Dennis Mackerel on drums. A 2002 release entitled The Rare Delight of You. We heard Problem. And we began the set with Holly Hoffman on alto flute and the album Low Life, the Alto Flute Project. We heard a piece dedicated to Dick Oates. It was entitled Grow. And that will do it for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.